Je reste? No. Chiyot has some boy has some base at the bottom. Yeah. How old are you? 38. Okay.
Certainly, we're looking in the wrong place.
All right. 38. How old are you? Gromazadomer. The mission at the bottom. Gromazadomer, they completed the halachic issue. I'm not sure what we're looking for. Halachic deliberations. That's what they wanted. They bring the litigants. The greatest among the judges, Omer, Chief Justice, says, Ish Pliny ata zakai, so-and-so, you are meritorious. Ish Pliny, so-and-so ata chayv, you are liable. Another when they go out, Lo Yomar, one of the justices should not say like they do in secular courts. Aniyo Mizake, well, I found you to be meritorious. It's my friends who find you who I found liable. Umar, so what could I do? They overcame me, and that's the majority. This is as holy Rachel, he who goes and gossips, Megalos so reveals secrets, and he's a repugnant individual. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Koyfines a mechayev sheyichtov zakai." We compel the person who said guilty to write in liable to write meritorious, meaning that he's not allowed to write a minority opinion. He has to sign on the majority opinion. He's not entitled to express his minority opinion. Shimon Lakish argues. Shimon Lakish says, "I'm b'chayev kosel chayev." The one who says liable, who's a minority, he writes his opinion. I'm b'sakah kosel sakah, and those in the majority who said meritorious, they write more meritorious. Okay. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are no minority opinions. They all sign on the majority opinion. According to Lakish, there are minority opinions. The one who lost out could write his opinion down. What? No, Dean Momnus. Also Dean Momnus. Yeah. This whole parent is Dean Momnus. Avlo, Zeb Borah, Zod Dean Momnus. Dean Mephoshes doesn't start till next parent. Okay? Ma Ovid Le, it should be whisker, switch the names. Ma Ovid Re Shlokish, what is Rish? I've skipped. Masisa P. Reish Lokish. What is our Mishnah? Our Reish Lokish, doesn't it? It says, Menach Shiyet, say, Lo Yomar Nim Zakam Zakev Chaber Mechaibin. Says, how do you know that when they go out, he can't say, I found you meritorious. It's my friends who found you liable. What is Ma Ovid? It should be again Reish Lokish. What does Reish Lokish do with our Mishnah? It means, Lo Yamandu Meimar, that nobody should say, that I wanted to find him, you shouldn't go around saying that I wanted to find him meritorious, below shopkinly, my friends didn't let me. In other words, he's going to go out and make himself publicity. It's not, he can write down, I found him meritorious, but he can't go around publicizing it, because that's going to cause strife, divisiveness, and all sorts of negative ramifications. Says the Gemara, my time, or what's the reason of it should be the Rabbi Yochanan, right? What's the reason of Rabbi Yochanan who says that you cannot write a minority opinion? Lo yesh zechiron that the guy who came out guilty shouldn't bring other judges. The Yisbar Kavosei who hold like this minority opinion. The Yoimar, they'll say, oh, palana for someone. Well, look at, you know, the original judge was with us as well. Futah, do you think he made a mistake? In other words, we're afraid that the guy, the litigant who lost, if he knows that it was a minority opinion which was in his favor, is going to try and reopen it. Now, it's not clear if this is a public policy issue, or if it's going to subvert the authority of the courts, or it's a real issue because maybe he's going to go and re-litigate the court, the case. It's ambiguous here what exactly the problem is, right? So that actually will become clear after the next Mishnah. Now, everybody says, I don't want to need to go read the Gemara after the next Mishnah. Many of the Mefarshim say the Gemara after the next Mishnah is going on, continuation of this Gemara. But most of them learn it, meaning all of them besides me, learn it incorrectly. I really shouldn't say that. But the point is, the way I'm going to, well, I have to learn it differently, right? The way I'm going to say it is going to be not the way they learn it, okay? So it says more in our law, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, Armin the Gemara after Yud Aleph, as a continuation of Halacha Yud, even though in the Gemara it doesn't appear that way. And by the way, I got to tell you, a lot of the Poshim say that this Gemara is a continuation like I'm going to do, although not quite way the same way I'm going to do it. But some of them say it's going on a Mishnah in the fifth parak, somewhere else. It's totally out of place. Okay, it has nothing to do with the next Mishnah. So, Omer Rabbi Yeshua, it said, Talmud Shev Shem Lo, I know that, says Rabbi Yeshua. What's your problem? Talmud Efshalom Lahosif Dani Elu Keneged Elu. Now later on we're going to learn about cases by dinim after Gemara Din, after the Pesach is issued, you can reopen the case. It's going to be a case so you can reopen. New proof, new evidence came up, you can reopen the case. But just because one of the judges dissented, you can't reopen the case. So what are you afraid of, says Rabbi Yeshua? What do you care? Let the dissenter write his opinion. They won't or can't reopen the case. What's the big deal? I'm Rabbi Yeshua Talmud, where you get new rayas, Shev Shalom Hosif, Don Elu, Keneged Elu. There, I understand you'll add new judges, and they'll stack the court, and they'll try and make the court come out in favor of them. But here, if you can add on. So therefore, let the dissenter write his opinion. After Gemara Din, they're not going to add on. It's not a problem. So Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Tarvein, Marin. So Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, though, Zermach Lokis, the previous Mishnah, they held that Rabbi Yochanan, the dissenter, can't write his opinion. He's got to sign on the majority opinion. It can't be the dissenting opinion. Reish Lakish held the dissenter can write that he dissented, but he's not allowed outside of court to say a thing. He's not allowed to go outside of court and say that he dissented. He can only write it down on the document. He can't go out and say anything about it. So says the Gemara, why is that? Because Rabbi Reish Lakish, he says, no, you know what? It's possible to add on. Not that it's possible they're going to add on and actually subvert and undermine the case and relitigate it, but it's going to subvert the public position and the authority of the Dayanim. So when they say it's possible to add on, it's not that they're actually going to add on and reopen the case, but they're going to add on and cause all sorts of tzoras. Okay? What? Do you remember this in the Bavli? I don't remember from the Bavli. You're right, there is a parallel in the Bavli. I don't remember it. No, it is an edge, but I don't remember the parallel. Okay, so come say, okay, it's fine. We have three opinions here. Three opinions. One is that, again, learning the whole, the two along holistically, Rabbi Elchon's, the dissenting opinion cannot be voiced, even in a document, can't be written, even in a document, even in the court opinion. Reish Lakish, the dissenting individual can write, he dissented. But he cannot voice his opinion outside of court. There's a gag order. He can't say anything. Rabbi Yeshua says, why not? What difference does it make? Once it's Paskin, it's Paskin. You know, you can argue on the umpire's call, but once it's up, it's Paskin. That's the way it is. There's no turning back. So therefore, it doesn't matter anymore. Okay? That's the way I would learn this Gemara. Okay, now we have to read the Mishnah Alochiyaf again. Nobody else learns that way. The Rosh Hashanah has a similar way of learning, but he learns the exact opposite in terms of Rabbi Yoshe and Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. But I'm not going to confuse you. This is just, I think what I said is very, very glatt. Okay. Says the Mishnah in Alochiyaf, Kozman Shumevi Rai Soysis Adin. Anytime he brings a new proof, he can overcome the original. Then they can open up contradict the original sentence. Amulo, they said, but he said the guy listening, uncle. You have 30 days to bring it. Okay, they impose a limit of him on time of 30 days. So then, Mika. If he brings the new evidence within 30 days, so he can undermine the original psach. Lakosha Chim Tavitha Days, Ada Soys, it can't undermine the original Psak. I'm a Shagan Lear, Shagan Lear, it's not fair. My ass said, Lo Mutsub Tok Shloshim, Mutsu Lakosh Shloshim. How can you impose an arbitrary limit on him? What comes to happen to that later on? He finds something after 30 days. Wasn't his fault. Okay, now, again, it was already read the Gemara Lochid Alf in conjunction with the previous Mishnah, Ezra and Lochid Abbas. Armelo, which is really the continuation. Armelo said, Haveid. It said to bring witnesses. Armelo, it said, Ainli, I have no witnesses. Haveid, I am. Okay, so bring evidence. Armelo, Ainli, Raya says, I have no evidence. Lachazman, what about later on, Motza Aidi, Motza Raya? He finds witnesses and finds proof. Evidence, I raise Ainoklu. Too bad. Tanakama says, if you didn't have it at the time, and you didn't say, I'm going to bring it eventually, you lose your right. Shulomer again. Maya said, lawyer, Yodesh, Yishloedim, what's Aidim? What did somebody do if they didn't know they had witnesses, and later on they found witnesses? Lawyer, Yodesh, Yishloedim, they didn't know he had evidence. Umotzerai, he found evidence later on. Period. Amrulo, which should be, sorry, I'm a little bit rubbed out on my one. Amrulo said, Haved, bring witnesses. Amr alienated my daughter witnesses. Haved, Raya, bring evidence. Amr alienated Raya says, I have no evidence, no proof. The law of Shum is Chayev, but he sees, okay, they're about to paskin on him that he's liable, right? Vamre said, no! Keep explaining your plenty of duty. Come quickly, Reuben and Shimon, to testify for me. Do Reuben and Shimon really know anything? No. Reuben and Shimon are in Montana. He's going to try it. So they get here, he's trying to, you know, buy time. Oshoti Raya Mitocha Budoso, he pulls a Raya out of his pocket. Pulls proof out of his pocket. Haraze in a klum. Obviously, this is talking about where the proof is spurious. In other words, you don't take that into account. Rabbi Yehuda Mishim, Rabbi Yehuda said. Rabbi Yehuda named Rabbi Yehuda said that there are Tlas Amor and there are three Amoroim who are actually parallel. I don't know if Amorim is actually specific, or maybe it means three statements, three positions, because it's really difficult to assume that Amoroim argue on the Mishnayos, but that's what seems to be from the following statement. The Tlas Amor in three positions. Chad Amor, one says, Kozmach, maybe Raya, so he says it in. Ain't I bring evidence? There is no limit. There's no time. There's no statute of limitations. You can undermine the psak which Mason rendered, and that's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Chadam I once says, Hevi b'sok shloshim soser, being within 30 days, it undermines the psak of Mason. Lach shloshim soser, after 30 days, that's it. It no longer can undermine the psak. Now, the pain motion says going according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And this opinion, which is not Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion himself, but this opinion holds that we limit you to 30 days. Okay? The Shaira Teretzol says that this second opinion is Rabbanan. And it's saying that according to Rabbanan, we give up to 30 days. It's really a cup empty cap, cup half empty cap, cup half full. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says we let you always contradict. So this would be a variation of Shigamil saying no, only until 30 days. Rabban holds, we never can let you contradict. So this would be a variation of Rabban and say, well, we give you up to 30 days. It could be either, it could be approaching from either direction. Okay? The Chadamah, the final opinion there is, Loilam Ein Soyser, you cannot undermine the halacha, Ach Yavi Raishlo Yodea Bokolikar, until you bring a proof which you never knew about hitherto. Okay, so Shara Teresol says, according to Chachomim, that Chachomim who said, that Chachomim held that even within 30 days, you can't bring a Raya unless it was one which you didn't know about previously, right? It has to be a brand new Raya which nobody had ever divined, ever thought of before. The Mecha Maim holds this going like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. And say that even according to Shem Lil says you could always open up, not just 30 days, you can always reopen the case. It still has to be a novel idea which is unthought of, which you can't rehash and retread the same old evidence. It's got to be something new. Which I think is mamish fakir from the appeal process in the American system. American system, I think the appeal has to be based on something which occurred in the first in the first trial, right? Has been mistaken trial. Hilt's punk fakir. The first trial is finished. There's nothing. You can't reopen the issue of the first trial. If you want to appeal, it has to be on the basis dafka of new evidence of something else having been revealed, okay? Which is really a new trial, okay? There's no appeal on the basis of what went on, okay? So that's a disturbed. That's true according to everybody. Well, that's true according. I should say quite anyway. The third shita makes that obvious. It's not clear in whether the third shita is a modification of the first two or is a separate shita. But the third shita certainly says it's got to be something which you didn't know about hitherto. Okay? Says more of Hotnina. Now, according to the Magid Mechamayim, there's a proof to the third opinion that's got to be hitherto unknown proof. The Shai Territorial takes out the Hotnina and he learns that this is a new statement. Whichever way it is, the same says the same thing. Our Shigam Leo said, Maya said loya there sheshlo edim u motza edim sheshlo raya u motza raya. So according to the Mechamayim, this is the proof of the third statement. The Shigam Leo is saying, loya yodeya, he didn't know about the proof, so it's got to be a proof he didn't know about previously. The language of our Mishnah expresses that idea that it's got to be a brand new proof that he didn't know about previously, because it says loya yodeya. According to the Mishai Teresol, though, who takes out the word Vatzininan, this is not a proof to the previous opinion, because Yo's previous opinion was Rabbanan, not Rishon Gamliel, so you can't prove Rishon Gamliel to Rabbanan. So he holds that this is a new statement, it's just a quote from a Mishnah, and it's a preliminary header to the next passage. Now, the next passage is commenting on Rishon Gamliel's statement, regardless of whether it's a proof for the prior statement or a new statement and a new discussion. And what the Gemara has difficult, though, it's an unspoken question, is what is the Sfora of Chachomim? What's the Chachomim? Why Chachomim argue and say that even if you find a brand new proof, you can't reopen the case? The Chachomim of Rishon Gamliel is correct. You find a brand new proof, so you should reopen the case. By the way, the truth is, we should really clarify that the British common law American system is different than the Roman and the Jewish system. Our system, we're trying in the common law system, it's an adversarial court where we're proving what actually occurred is not really the issue, but rather who could put on a better show and convince the jury, right? Which they determined in English common law that works better than the Roman system. Okay, whether it doesn't is a matter of question. But the Roman system, and which the Jewish system parallels, is based on the assumption that the court has to divine the truth, right? So it's a very, very different difference. And the French system, other systems are based on that. So it's a very different system. So in our system, it makes sense that if you find new evidence, you reopen because you can get more korav al emes. Whereas in the American system, we're not trying to reach emes. We're trying to reach a resolution based on what the jury perceives to be the best showpiece which was presented to them. Okay, so in Haman, yeah, so now, right, I'm not saying the American system is not a good system, but yeah.
Except that you need a time limit.
I could. That's the advantage of common law, right? The advantage of common law is that there is a time limit. Well, why do you think they came up with this system? You think there was no advantage to it? The cockamamie system with the jury and all that? No, there is an advantage, right? There's a specific, you know, you don't reopen things. So, but the thing is here, the Chazal take it as a priori assumption that you should always be able to reopen. That's why they're bothered by Rabbanan. How can Rabbanan say that you can reopen it? That's what's bothering them. So Rabbi Loh, so in contradistinction to what you're saying, right? So Rabbi Loh and Rabbi Zayin Machlokas. Chadam Ar once said, Take, imikor Rabbanan, ad shivato rayosav. He's got to say, I negate all further evidence. Now, only a stupid idiot would say this, but the guy gets on the court and says, I negate all further evidence, I have none. But Chadam Ar once says, He denies that he has any further evidence. But it seems to me a machlokes in semantics, but maybe there is some real machlokes there. Anyway, Rabbi Levi, you have a... What? Why? I guess you're right. I see the pain motion does say something similar to you. Okay, fine. I'm going to take a seat. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Levi Avali Dinim B'chad Barnash. Levi had a court case for an individual. I'll ask about him about houses. Five Adanikum Rabbi Lezer. They were adjudicating him in front of Rabbi Lezer. Lach Gemara Din, after Gemara Din was over, Hevi Raya. He brought a new proof. Rabbi Levi had a new proof. Shall Rabbi Yochanan ask Rabbi Yochanan if he can bring, I guess Rabbi Lezer actually asked the judge, asked Rabbi Yochanan if he's allowed to bring a new proof. Amalei Kosev Yetz, calls Machi maybe Raya. So he says that it, that's what we're passing. Like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, that anytime you have a new proof, you can reopen the case.
Even years later.
Well, it wasn't years later in this case, though. But,
right.
Yeah. Rav Avam Kis, cool name. Havali Din Mechab Barnash. Yeah, he had a name with certain individual, Isaac Rechai, about a millstone. Vahava Aydaini Kum Rabbi Lezer, they were judged for Lezer. After the case is over, he brought witnesses. Shol Rabbi Yochanan. He asked Rabbi Yochanan again, Rabbi Lezer. Armelis Rabbi Yochanan got annoyed. He said, Aydaini Lezer, you still ask the same question? Didn't I tell you earlier? Calls Manchi, maybe Raya says it did. So as he brings proof, he can cancel the overturn the prior judgment. Why are you bugging me again? Veloma train Uvdin. Why Taka two cases? Well, we're trying to justify Rabbi Lezer, obviously. Why Taka two cases? Rabbi Levi, Lois Avila Exadi, I'll tell you why. But Rabbi Levi, the Psaktin had not yet been issued. It wasn't yet over. And of course, Rabbi Lezer knew Yogi Berra's principle, right? So therefore, since he knew the principle, so therefore, it was more partial. He accepted that, of course, you could go and restart from scratch. But in the case of Rabbi Abimkis, Yisabli Xardin was ready, was absorbed in. So therefore, he was more leery about whether this is in fact the case, he can turn it over or not. Okay? Isha there, now this is totally up left, so I don't know why this is here. It seems just to be a tack on. Asha the Yonim. When you have the kium of the Dayanim on the star, which says, we, the Dayanim, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi, certify that these are the signatures of the witnesses, Yehuda and Yisachar. Right? So that's they have a certification. Do you need a kium on the kium? You have to certify that the kium is correct or not. In fact, the Bible says you do. Rabbi Yeshua b'shem Shmuel and Rabbanai b'shem Shmuel, Chadamar once said, well, they both say you would need it. Yes, the answer is yes. But Chadamar once said, Yiskaim obksavi de'edim, obksavi de'edayim. One said it's either or. Either you sustain the witnesses or you sustain the judges. And therefore, the advantage of the judges is simply that their signatures are more recognizable. But Chadamar once said, and this argues in the Bavli, Afilu b'ksav echo, b'kosav echo, b'dayed echo. You don't even have to do, you can mix and match. There are two edim and three dayanim, right? You can sustain one signature of an aid and another signature of a dayan, and they join together, which is a tremendous chiddush in the Bible. It doesn't hold that way. Okay? So that's the Yerushalmi holds. Okay. Hajloch, I don't know if that holds that way. Now, loch, it's not clear, but that's the Yerushalmi does bring down, obviously, the Shina. Hajloch, Perek Zebor. Echadini Mamras, Echadini Voshos. Both monetary law and capital punishment, betrishal chakir, the witnesses have to be cross-examined. Shemrat says, Mishpot echad yelochem, we should have one system of judge, justice. Ma ben dini momenes lo dini nefoshos, so what's the difference between monetary law and capital law? Dini momenes, monetary law, b'shlosh only require three judges. The nefoshos, capital law requires, as b'shlosh, 23 judges. Dini momenes, by monetary law, Paischim ben l'schus ben l'chayva, you begin the court case with either party, whether the
So is the party who was liable, the party who was meritorious? Obviously, that's Lav Dafka, because nobody's liable and meritorious in monetary against first. Tov rather means the Tovea or the Nifba, the claim, plaintiff or the defendant. But then in the Fashion's Pesach, you always start with the side of the defendant. Then in the never start with the prosecuting side. Okay? How does it work in the secular courts? Prosecutor goes first? Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, okay, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mamish Fakert. Rabbi Yochanan said, not only is it either or, but the Lamaisa, what the Dayanim is do, B'shulachus HaMomon Yisrael, in order to try and save Jewish money, Amru, the Dayanim always start, say, they say, we say the witnesses, how do you know that Reuven owes Shimon? Now the truth is, you know, in a monetary case, famous principles, some is going to lose out in the end, right? But obviously this is where we have, it's a chumra to one, but a kula to the other. But obviously this gemara holds that since we say a mitzvah chaver love araya, right? And right now the money is being held by Reuven, and he was trying to extricate it from Reuven. So it's more chasa moment Yisro to say to Adim, how do you know that this guy should actually owes money to the other guy? So we give the initial move, so to speak, to the defendant, not to the plaintiff. Okay? We provide the initial advantage to the defendant, and the plaintiff has to try and prove that the obligation exists. Rechia bar Boab, there are interpretations of that, but that's more or less what the Mecha Maim says. Rechia bar Boab, Kum Rabbi Yossi, asks Rabbi Yossi, Hech Avdin Uvda. Why do we do Lamaisa? Is Rabbi Yochanan just a principle, or is it actually Lamaisa? So Amalek Rabbi Yochanan, we talk to like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Marbi Shalachusa, Mama Yisrael, in order to have mercy on Jewish money, Amru, they say, Hech Atredesh, Zech Chayel, Zech. We say, how do you know that Reuven has an obligation vis-a-vis Shimon? Okay? Zira b'shem Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Huda. Zira said name Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Huda. Now here the Shaitan so puts in, I think he's right. Kariye. He said there's a machlokas between the psukim. Not that these Tanoim are Amoroim argue, but rather there's a distinction between the psukim. What's in between the psukim? So puts the word kariye. They had a discussion about the psukim. Top of Chafav from Rav, Chaner one says, V'darashta v'chalkarta v'shal teitev. Which means cross-examine very well. Ask questions, analyze, etc. The Chaner one says, Tzedek says they'll pursue quick justice. Right? Tirdof. Which means, obviously, not slow and deliberate, but hasty and quick, right? So which is it? Chalkei says, so how do you do it? Imat reyesh adin shi'etz lamit revisina is coming out well, right? The Shaitan so flips the gears here, and I think it's right. Tzadkei, let's do it quickly. Just give the justice. Imav, if you see it's a tricky business, chakreu, then cross-examine. And Aloch is, although it's not brought down here, the Baal Yushalmi, really, the Baal says that shalotin al delz bifnei lovin, in order not to lock the door in the before borrowers, they said that dinim amasan required jishiv v'chakira. Chazal dispenses, so it's not explicit here. It's almost the same thing, but not quite the same thing. Here it says that if you see things are going good, so you can dispense with it. More, not so much a takana d'rabbanan like we see in the Bavli, but more of an interpretation of two different psukim. That the tzedek tirdof, I don't recall that they interpret the tzedek tirdof in the Bavli that way. No? Sometimes. Okay, so I think there's more, it's not quite in line with the Baal's interpretation, okay?
I would have said Tzedek said to go reflects back on the previous law about not having a final, you know, opening up the case like Rav Shimon.
You want to go, why? At the rabbit, Tzedek said to Shimon means justice should open up.
Also mean to run after it, right? That you run after
Tzedek. Yeah, but that's not Tzedek.
The
If it's, there was new raya's, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel not said it.
If it's new raya's, then he has eight that he didn't have before, so that's, that is said it.
So you're saying it's a raya to Rabbi Shimon
Gamliel? Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's, oh, I didn't misunderstand. Yes, no, it's possible, right.
But he didn't use that
in my head. Right, because it's not that, it's not that, not that unambiguous, supposedly, that you, I think you bring a proof of that. Okay, Rav Huna, this we have previously, Rav Huna Karav Echamye, when he saw Shadim Mechavno, when he saw that the witnesses, their stories were too similar. Habachoka, they start cross-examining things. Kara Mechami, Chami Lamech, Chenachem, we said, no, there were different differences. Habachami used to help them get together on the testimony, because he used to show they were probably telling the truth. Okay? Now, the next Gemara is a very difficult Gemara. And basically, Shartar Yisrael cuts out the next five lines and writes his own shas, which is a cool thing. I wish I could do that too. But I can't, and I don't think he can either. Yeah, so I'm going to learn this Gemara, and I didn't like the favorish of any of the fortune here. I really did think that they very far from shot. So this next five lines, my shot totally, okay? Keta paischem l'schus. Now, this must be a quote for some brisa, okay? We say, how you posel l'schus? Armim, do we say to the witnesses, Efshesh, you say, Rogas and Efshesh. Ramesha, is this dependence on Ramesha Feinstein? How can you say that he killed somebody? Right? So that's how we open the schus in Dinei Nefashos, right? We say, how can you say this defendant kills a tzaddik? Says Zamora, can't be. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ikeni, if that's how you start out, what about the following bright? This is seems a snippet from Mishnah Sim from Bright, so later on it's not exactly clear. Amar Echimin Edim Yeshu Lambido of schus. It says, if one of the witnesses comes later on, after he said this, that Moshe is a roitzeach, so we can later on he come and say, but I have a schus for him. You know, maybe he didn't hear the asra, maybe, you know, he was oblivious. He wants to lament his schus a little bit on him. The aid who said he's liable wants to come be lament schus. So that's what Moshe says later on. We don't let him. So Machlokas actually. Mishnah says, don't let him. The Bryce of Rabbi Yehuda argues. He says, we do let him. But Lamai says, it's an issue later on. Can an A come be Malamed's close after he's already said that this guy is a Reitzeach, right? So it says, well, if that's the case, if that's where we start, we say to the witnesses, how can you say that Moshe killed? So then, that which it says, is it a schus? Meaning, it's mashma that really the eight came and he said, Moshe is a murderer. And then later on, maybe he'll come up with his chus. And so it sounds like initially we agreed Moshe is a murderer, but later on we look for his chus. But if you're going to say that when the eight comes to Beis Din, you say to the eight, how dare you say that Moshe is a murderer, right? Then it's not that later on he could be posef his chus. No, the whole time he's going to have to fight himself out of the hole that we assume to begin with that he's basically incorrect. In other words, the Mishnah later on is assuming that we assume the Aid is correct, the Aid assumes he's correct, and later on he wants to change the story a little bit to try and say it's close. But that's not in line with this statement, because the way this statement goes means the initial assumption is that the Aid is Huffin's rocker. So what does the aid have to do? Not be mulam. It's chus on the guy. The aid's got to go. He has to defend himself, right? So it's a totally different mindset. Similarly, it says later on, it gives a quote again. I'm not sure where this quote is from. It's probably for a brisa. Ubach haver v'siyo. His friend comes to help out the witness. Yesh kan siyua. What, the friend's coming down? The friend's helping out the witness in the chus, right? Be mulam, it's chus. Yeshkan Siwa. What, the friend is going to come to help him out? To be Mohammed's chus. Have to help out the aid, to bail out the aid, the people should think he's insane, right? Right. The aid is in trial. Im Omer Arkein. If you say this way, in other words, that you begin with the schud, that you approach the aid. I approach the aid and say, how can you say that Moshe killed? This is like Rav Moshe Feinstein. So in that case, Loim say Chavla Dayoni. isn't the aid, in essence, you're putting the aid in the position of having to go and be chav against the dayanim, right? Chav dayanim is a funny language. It means he's going to have to run. You're putting dayanim in the adversarial position. You're saying that the dayanim and aidim are finding out that dayanim are no longer, you know, impartial referees. What they're doing is requiring the aidim to battle it out against them, right? And furthermore, yesh aidim l'shakron, are the aidim going to come now and say, no, the judges, you're liars? In other words, how are they going to come and say that judges, listen, of course he killed, despite your preconceived notion? Right, but the question is, see, the personal schus, it sounds like here in the Baal, for the Yushami just ends here abruptly. Yushami doesn't go on. So it's entirely possible that even after our astonishment, right, Kitako Shal Yushami, we do post the Echlin schus that way. We say to the witnesses, how dare you come and say that Reb Moshe is a murderer, right? But the mice, even according to the Baal, I never understood, I didn't look at the Baal tonight. But my impression of personal schus was always that after the Edim, say their piece. Then we come, we say, well, let's try first now. It's tough, but let's try come and find the schus, right? But what the Yushami is saying is that a priori, before the witnesses come, we come and say, aha, so you're the witnesses. You guys want to say that Moshe is a murderer. You see, that's how the Bible, that's the Yushami is saying. Not that in the deliberations of Rosehful's schus, when they first come, we give the aid a hostile reception. And that's why the Yushami is bothered by how can you give them that hostile reception ahead of time. Okay? What is up to the puzzle? Yeah, but that's on the Aedas. It's not saying the Torah. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, we all agree there. We're on the same page then. Okay, anyway, that was the hard Gemara. I have no idea if my chart is right, but it's just as good certainly as anything else I saw tonight. Okay, says the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Now we get into a bit of a Gadata. And this is parallel to the Bavli, but a little bit more elaborate than a very famous Bavli. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan's statement is not a Bavli. Anybody who doesn't know to be Matar the Sheretz, to find, say a Svara that a Sheretz is Tor 100 times over, then Yochel Yiftach Mischus. He doesn't know how to be a lawyer. He doesn't know how to be a Posef Mischus. I think he says that you put in the person who sits on Hedron has to know how to be Matar Sheretz Kuf Nun Tamim, right, with 150. It could be Zerri Kiva, I don't remember who it was. But this is not, this statement, Rabbi Yochanan, is not in the Bavli. Okay? Now, how Ketzah Doin Sheretz, how you Matar Sheretz, and this is the, in the Bavli, you see the slides in Erev and Daf Yugimel. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Mayim Anochosh, Shemei Mistor, a snake, which kills people. It's Torah. It's not one of the eight shrotim which are metame, right? An achbar, a poor mouse, a mouseula. Shein memis. It doesn't kill people because they didn't know about bubonic plague, right? Shein memis. Ain't no din leos Torah. It's not logic that when it dies, if a snake when it dies Torah, so certainly a mouse when it dies should be Torah, right? Of chiluf. Says Maro. Maybe vice versa. Let's say achbar she'ein memis tame. A mouse which doesn't kill people, when it dies, its carcass is tame.
Nochel Shemaymis, Ain't Odin Leos Tomei, and Nochel Shu Kills, is it not a Kavachomer that it's Tomei? Hase Rei Pinchos, and Rei Pinchos asked Akasha, Hare, he responded already. It was rather, Hare, Vaakrov Maymis, a scorpion kills, Vutar, and it's Tar, right? Oh no, he didn't respond. He asked a question as well. How can we see that Misa is not the cause for Tumah, because an Achba, a scorpion kills, and it's Tar as well, and it's, nevertheless, its carcass is Tar. So says Amar, Ashkachtani, he found the Bible, said, Hu nachashu akrav. The same Kavachorm you made for a mistake, you make from a scorpion. If a scorpion, which is Tar, which kills, its carcass is Tar. So again, an Achba, which is to, which doesn't kill, its carcass should certainly be Tar. Okay? So, that's one of the 100 ways you could say a nochosh, the carcass of an achbar's tar. Says Amar Rebbe, Rebbe said, Talmud Vasikha the Raimer, this is brought down the Bavli as well. Raimer had an older Talmud, Vayamatayar Sasheratsumatamo Meapamim, and was able to do this. Armin, they said, this Talmud, now this is not in the Bavli as far as I recall. Armin, they said, Ha'u Talmud, the law of Yadam Moria, he never got smicha, remained a Talmud. When it says Talmud Vasik, it's a derogatory statement. You know, the Bible brings down a famous statement, called Masha Talmud Vasik, Asi the Chadesh, was told over to Moshe Har Sinai, right? But this is a derogatory statement. Even more derogatory, as you'll see in a moment, where he remained an Alta Talmud. Why? Because he couldn't ever come to clarity of decision. He always was saying, Pilpulim and Svaras, but he didn't have the head to come up with a sharp rendition of what the actual psak should be. I told you about my roommate. My roommate once said to me, you have no idea who it is, so I can tell it to you. This is my roommate, I was in the mirror. He said to me once, he said, I have a better head than Ramosha Feinstein. He said, Ramosha Feinstein doesn't have, I'm the ultimate brisker, that's what he said, so I can say a svara for each side of the machlekes. And each svara is just as good as the other one. So I can never pass in halacha. Rav Moshe Feinstein, he is not as bright as I am. So he can't see his svara for each side, he can only see his svara for one side. So that's why he can pass in halacha. So he said, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a globe cup. Right? So that's why. So of course, this guy's an idiot. Hopefully, the tshuva by now. Because of course, it's fakir. That's what Gemara is saying. It's a person who cannot find truth, who cannot come to decision, who actually is constantly going around and being metamis or shared through the 100 ways. But a true person doesn't have, a true person has true klech apsak, doesn't have this problem. And Bavli goes, Yushalmi goes in front and makes this amazing statement. Says Yushalmi, I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Desai, Dahu Talmida, that student, Katua Mitura the Sinaiu. He's cut off of Har Sinai. You look at Bnei Moshe. Bnei Moshe says everybody at Har Sinai got a chelik in Torah. Every Jew in Klal Yisrael, he doesn't have his chelik because he can't come to a clear cut position. Your chelik in Torah is the clear cut position you come to. That Talmud couldn't come to that clear cut position. So it says, "Kol Moshe Talmud Vasek Osei L'Chadesh is Nitno L'Moshe M'Sinai." There again, Bobby's using in a praiseworthy sense, and saying it goes back to Sinai. This is a negative sense, as saying that this Talmud Vasek, he's cut off from Sinai because he has no clear cut chelik in Torah. Okay, it's an amazing Gemara. Okay, says Aloha Beis. Did you moment is Matir Pi Echad? Did you moment is inclined based on one in this pain, the schools pain, the chayva? Whether it's a merit or a demerit. The nefashos, capital law, crime. Mate pi echel eschus, you go after one for merit, al bishnayim l'choyva based on two for demerit. Now, Rabbi Yane said, now, the Pnei Moshe has a pshat here, the Rebbe has a pshat, and I don't like the pshat, but I'm going, this here, I didn't make up my own. The Sheila is David, Rav David Karlina, and the Netziv. In the last expression, Vayikra Paragal Pasagal, have a pshat in this Yerushalmi. So I'm gonna learn like both of them. The Shea stuff means an interesting Rashba, which I'll just tell you is a prelude. The Rashba says, if you have a psak, you have to paskin. This is what he said. You now have to paskin against it.
You have to go with that pleisa because you have no chiddush svara with which you can contend that that pleisa did not know your svara, right? Just you have a general uneasiness. Too bad. But where you have a raya brura, a clear evidence, or a chiddush in svara, that you can say that the first pasuk didn't know that svara or that raya, then you're allowed to paskin against it. Okay? Without the paskin of previous statements. Now, he says that that's based on the argumar. Rabbi Yehudah said, Ilu nitnu atoyah chatucha, were told to be given cut and dry. Literally speaking, cut and dry. Loi samola regal lamida. There'd be no place for us to stand. Right? So here, the Rashi was talking about a previous generation versus your generation. You versus an earlier response to a literature book. The Gemara is saying the same thing, but not about you versus an earlier generation, but about Chazal versus the Torah. With the Torah to be given cut and dry, what can we say? We have no wiggle room. But the Torah is given ambiguous, so therefore we can say Svaras and Chidushim, which resolve the ambiguity, use the ambiguity of the Torah in order to come to proper conclusions. And they find loopholes, and that's really coming up. And Matam, what pasuk teaches us this? So by Daber Hashem or Moshe, and the critical word which in the Tzev adds in last week's parasha, Lamor. What does the word Lamor mean? It's a very basic Yerushalmi. No! The Yerushalmi says that Lamor means Moshe was told, you paskin. Hashem said to Moshe, general principles, and they said, and now Moshe, it's up to you. Torah is not chatucha. It's not paskin already. Right? Psak is the language of chlachtoch, to cut. It's not paskin. It's not chatuch. Now you be chayte chasadin. And the Tzid brings kama raya. So again, mamashuvini vayikra, he says several raya that amira means very often a psak. Not just a statement, but a psak. Says when it says vayomer Hashem Moshe, it means he said. When it says vayomer Hashem Moshe lemor vayedaber Hashem Moshe lemor, there it means he said, you say. And in fact, the Gemara like the Gemara continues. Amar lefan of Moshe Rabbeinu zinu pashulim hodieni hechi alocha. Tell me what to do. Moshe pleaded with that Kodesh Baruch Hu. Don't leave it up to me. You tell me what to do. Right. Amar Los, they said, nah, Moses. Achri Rabbi Mahatos, you follow the majority. It's up to you guys. Rabbi Mazakin, this is an amazing Gemara, isn't it? Rabbi Mazakin, if the majority of people say meritorious, Zuchu, then you decide meritorious. Rabbi Machaibin, if the majority of people say libel, Chivu, Kidei Shetehei Atero Nidreshes, in order the Torah should be expounded, Memtes Panim Tomei, 49 ways Tomei, or Memtes Panim Tor, 49 times Tor, and it's up to you to decide. It's a famous Richmond Ervin. He brings down a Medrash, but it's really Yushami. I never knew the Yushami before. It says the Torah is given 49 ways Tor, 49 ways Tomei, and it's Nimsa to the Chachamim in each and every generation to determine what the psak should be. The very famous Rikpa, famous being is one of the few that I know, called D.P.S. Now, isn't this dangerous Gemara that people...
What?
Isn't it dangerous Gemara for the conservatives and reform?
Of course it's dangerous, but the problem with the conservatives is that because had they not been at the course, they would have had a leg to stand. Of course, they do take it out of the context, but they don't accept Torah, so it's all a sham. You know, they're not a sham, so there'd be something for them to say. But
they belong
here. The mice of this, the Shiocha Lataris or Sheretz, the Palestinian Arabian is also Shiocha Lataris or Sheretz. Then it brings down Eilu Ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chaim, and then he brings down here from name of Toisus. He doesn't bring down the Yerushalmi. Even the footnotes don't bring down the Yerushalmi. But here it says, here it's really the Yerushalmi. It says, Kikshola Meshla Moral Kabbalter went up to Tarhelo, Kol Dover Dover, Memphis Poem, Lisa Memphis Poem, Mahatta. They told Jerome 49 ways Aser, 49 ways to Mata, Shoah Kodesh Borchos, and the Aser Shemines, Varmish said she had Mosul, Chachme Yisrael, Lushabchol Dover Dorvi Yachrok Moisom. It was much to be given over to the Chachom in each generation. And he's Ritva says, Nachol if you had Drash, it's a nice Drash. I guess the Ritva didn't know the Yerushalmi, I don't know, because it's basically Yerushalmi. Well, I didn't know the Yerushalmi. V'derech emes yesh tam sod b'dover. Ritva says there's also a reason I'll be Kabbalah, why it should be that way. But in any event, that's Yerushalmi. And he says, interesting Gamacha, very rarely do you see actually Gamachas like this. Minyan v'diglo. It says that the Memtes and Gamacha, 49 Gamachas, v'diglo. V'diglo alay ahavod. Coming up in Shir Ashur, Pesach time, v'diglo alay ahavod. V'diglo means their banner. Sometimes means their statement. Sometimes the statement is the banner as well. In other words, one can play around with that if you have time to darshan, we don't. V'chein umar etzotu, it says, Amaros Hashem, the statements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amaros Tohoros. Their statements are their fine statements, right? Now this connect, Amaros means their statements of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Amaros again means they're given over for us to Paskin. And we refine them. Kesef Tzaruf Balil Loretz only becomes refined silver when it's near the ground. In other words, it's our additional refinement which distills the halacha. Mezukah Shiva Sain. And it's distilled sevenfold, meaning 7 times 7, 49 times. Vomer, it says, Meshorim Ayevucha. Out of our love, we took all those 49 ways and we strained them out and made one way, which is what was given over to each and every generation to determine. And that's what it means, again, going back to when Sivs Tikkun Girzadab, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor. Okay? It's an amazing statement. Now you heard it here first. Never knew why it said Lemor before, and now you know. Okay. Halacha Gimel. He would have never have known it. Dinim Omnus. Marzim Ben Luschus Ben Luchoiva. Once you finish the case, you can, Dinim Omnus, you can go back. If there are new proofs, you know, depending on whether Rabbanu Shinalil, we learned the previous parent, you go back, but whether it's for merit or demerit. The nefashos by capital crimes, marzin l'schus v'marzin l'chavi, you only take it back for merit, not for guilt. Hareishu yotzei basin zakai v'gaila basin meritorious, umatzalo l'chavi, and they found him. Now, for reason to find him guilty, shomani shachshu, they take him back, right, double jeopardy, right, OJ again, right, tzadik al tzarok. Oh, Jesus, tzadik! Don't kill tzadik. Don't kill tzadik. Right. The reason, so once he's found to be a tzadik, he can't kill him. Hareshia to the base of Chavachav, when he came out of base and guilty. Mutzel Sluz, they find him for the schus. Shaman, he shall answer the also he'll say, don't take him back. Tamalover, even though he's out tzarok. This is in the Bible as well. Even though he's not a tzadik, he's a nuki. Right? He's not meritorious. But he cut out clean, so therefore you can't take him back. Yochlim tzadik b'dincha yitzak b'din. You think if he gets off gets off took in your judgment down below, yitzak b'dini, then I'll also let him off took? No. Tamaloma ki loatzik rosho. It says I'm not going to allow him off took. Right? I won't allow the tzadik, but the rosho should be a tzadik. Rabbi Yitzchak said. Amli Rabbi Yossi said, "Lo shanya, it's no different. Even if there was a mistake in the trial, they made a mistake. They heard the wrong word. They wrote the wrong thing down. It should be according to most unfortunate ein machzir no. So you don't make them go back." Says the Shaita Yisrael keeps the gears, and he says, "Sorry about a mesis, a missionary, because we know the missionaries were more stringent." And then we do take him back if there was a mistake in the trial. But most of the unfortunate say you change the gear here and it says, I feel in these dark open toes, ain't machzir, so you don't take it back. Rabbi Yami, boy, come here, Rabbi Yochanan. Now, nobody knows what to do with the next time. I don't know what to do with it either. Look at the unfortunate. I really didn't, none of them, I particularly pleased me, but I don't have a better shot. Rabbi Yami, boy, come here, Rabbi Yochanan. I feel noif and oif. Is that true even about an adulterer and adulteress? No. Chora, why not? So the way Gillian Ephraim wants to learn it, although I don't, again, I'm not particularly happy with it. He says, there are two dinim by noif and oif. There's a din of the where they're liable death, and there's a din of usul abal, usul aboim. So if a noif and oif get off a technicality, do I also say that they can, that she's mutter to the husband or mutter to the adulterer afterwards? So then he said, Amalei, so he said, Iskalev mirkoch. No, peel it off your head. Meaning they're two separate halachas. Even if they get off on the, even on, if they get off on the one count of the capital good count, but they're still also to each other, she's also to her husband and to this guy, because the noif and noefes, they still are. So we separate, we peel off the two halachas, the one of the capital issue and the other of the Eben Ezer issue. Okay? Again, it's only one shot. There are many different shotim, and I don't know. I can tell you a bunch of them, but you know, none of them are any better from my perspective than any other ones. How about that? Dinim omnes by manatelo akom lam nischus l'chayva. Everybody teaches merit and demerit. Dinim fashos by dinim fashos are akom lam nischus. Anybody, even the lowest of the low, can try and you know try his hand at saying a schus, but ain't akom lam l'chayva. Not anybody can teach guilt. Go back and forth. He will say merit can then go out can go to guilt, and he will say guilt can go out to merit. The infosh and infosh, however, it's fixed. It's one way, I should say. Amalamichov is somebody who taught a potential of guilt. Amalamichov can go back the other way and teach merit. Innocence. Amalamichov is somebody who once taught innocence in the deliberations in court. And he also can't overturn that and now start trying to teach guilt. Here it says Rebbe, but they change it to Rav. Rav Omar Bachelor Yim Chusorin Lomar Ishplant Azakai Ishplant Atachayev. This is only if they haven't yet, they're only lacking saying you're meritorious or you're liable. And in that they said that now you're fixed. You can go back one direct. You can go and teach innocence, even if you taught guilt beforehand, but you can't go back and teach guilt. Because since it's already Gemar Din, in other words, they're holding by the sentence, at this point, you can't renege. But if they were still lacking Masa Matan, meaning they're still middle deliberations, you know, deliberations, nobody's fixed in their opinion yet. So in that point, you can renege both ways. He who said choiva can say schus, and he who said schus can go back and say choiva. It's only at the very end, in the sentencing phase, the paskening phase, that the guy who said schus is now fixed in place. Rabbi Yisachin Amara, filu b'mchusorim b'masa matan. Rabbi Yehudim said, even if they're still in the deliberation phase, they cannot renege. That's it. Once they're stuck in place, and they have to advocate the position they're in. And it's not like the Bavli. The Bavli, Rabbi Yisachinah says, in the Masel Matan, they can renege, and here Rabbi Yisachinah says they can't renege. And Rabbi says several times, they find differences of opinion between the Bavli and the Ushami, as we know, in the opinions of the specific Gemara, this is one of these instances. Dinimam is you judge during the day and you finish at night. You judge during the day, and you finish during the day. You can't judge at night. Now, everybody say, I know I'm going to be a tremendous hypocrite here, because before I accuse the Torah, I scored the Shah Dersov for writing his own Gemara. Right? Remember I did that a few minutes ago? I'm going to do it myself here. Now, the thing is like this. I don't remember where I was going to go on my CD-ROM and look, but I don't remember. I didn't get a chance. Somewhere, the Yushami asked, is there ever a pasuk which speaks in the case of B'di'evit? We had it once before. The psukim are written for l'chatchila. The psukim don't tell you what happens B'di'evit. Right? A pasuk tells you l'chatchila what you should go and do preferentially. Bazan tells you, B'di'evit, this is what you're going to do. By the Rabbanans, you find the Chatchilim B'di'evit. By the Torah itself, there's no Chatchilim B'di'evit. The Torah says, this is what you do. The Chatchilim B'di'evit is a rabbinic concept. What? No, that's not Chatchilim B'di'evit. that's which can change that law if it's al chatchim d'yevin. Okay, I'm not going to quibble with you on that. But the lamaisa. So we're going to ask the second line here. Is koy l'shavar. Everybody goes crazy. They don't understand exactly what Gemara is asking. But based on where the Gemara is in front of us. But I'm pretty sure that the Gemara is asking questions. Is there such a thing as p'dievin? So I'm going to rewrite the Gemara so that works out. Because the way the Gemara is written, it's backwards. So the way I want to learn the Gemara, it says, the Gemara is going to start talking about, go to Chav Beis and Alf at the top. And so read that over here. Kiri Mas Nisa. This is the way to read our Mishnah. Shim Tov V'donu Balayla Shedin Om Din. If they judge at night, B'dievet, it works. Tamulom Arvishoftu Eska Ka'am B'choleis. Because the post says they can judge any time. So, but the end, they're not supposed to judge at night. The Mishnah says they can judge at night. They're not supposed to judge at night. But the end, if they did it, it's good enough. So now going back to the bottom of 42 of Chav the Alpha Base, ask more. V'yis kare l'shavar. What do you mean? Is the Pasuk talk about the end? Pasuk never talks about the end. Right? L'shavar is Hebrew for b'diavad. Shavar means after the fact, but the Yevon means after the fact as well. So rather, going back to the line before that, the Shoftuus Amchol Ace, Rav Shua Bar Yitzchok says that it's going on our Mishnah, it's teaching us, and there's something missing here, but it's telling us that L'chatchila, Dani Dini Momnes B'yoyim V'gomrim B'layla. L'chatchila, you can go and start during the day and finish at night. Why? Because it says, it's not going to be the evening. It means as long as it's starting the day, you can finish at night. And the Gemara says, at the end of the Gemara, Omar, Ha Amira. He said, oh, this is Amira. Remember, Amira means a psak, right? This is a taka, good psak. So get that, I think you have to shuffle. I didn't actually change very much. I just reshuffled. And I think it's right, because otherwise, the way it's written in front of us, as I say, nobody understands what's going on, everybody goes crazy. And this way, it's very straightforward. That the Havmin is that the Mishnah is only B'dievet, the Maskana is that L'chatchila, and what B'chol Eis means, so as long as you start during the day, you can finish at night. Is it terrible? He's not impressed. Okay. Right, Dini Momnes, right. Okay, but the first says not. Okay, Dini Momnes, Kwebrin Boba Yoin, and Dini Momnes, you can finish on that self day, same day. Whatever it is. The nefash is going by the yom b'schus. The same day, you can let him off the hook. But if yom shal choyv, if it's to kill him, we have to wait till the next day. You know, you can't pass because that self same day. Therefore, ain't done lo berav shabbos lo berav yontif. Why? Because you might have to go the next day, and you can't go to paskin on shabbos and yontif, death penalty. Why is that? Because immediately after they issue the, you gotta kill him, man. You can't kill him. Shabbos yontif. Send him a time let ha'ed ein melamed lo zchus v'lo chova. A witness cannot say either merit or demerit, right? Later on we're going to say, you know, but later on it says explicit in Mishnah, as I mentioned before earlier this evening, that if you try to melamed even zchus, we're mishatik, and we say, we paskin is not allowed to. Rabbi Yitzchak, you know, the Braisa says, the Tosefta says you can, but we don't paskin anyway. So, how do you know? Let me know. Shtemret says, v'ed, the pasuk is actually, v'ed echod lo yana benefesh lamus. So that means you can't teach choiva, right? Now, there's a line missing here, Chaitar so puts it. Uminayin afilu schus, and it's based on Tosefta. Uminayin afilu schus, how do you know even a schus you can't teach? Tamalomer echod lo yana. Says, one should not answer. And you take out the word A at the beginning, the word Lamus at the end, it means no matter what, which are, you know, they're redundant words. So therefore it comes out, even L'schus you shouldn't teach. And Minayin, how do we know? And here it should say, instead of the next line, Shehu Batzmo. The same idea, but just a little bit grammatical change. Shehu Batzmo ain't a melamed olav choiva. How do we know that we don't allow the defendant? You know, Gary Gilmore, everybody remember Gary Gilmore? How first got person killed after the U.S. reinstated the death penalty. How do we know that you can't be melami choiv upon yourself, meaning that the murderer can't say, yeah, right, I'm guilty, shoot me, right? How do we know that's for Tom Malone? Because it says, takes out the word who. I'm not sure you have to, but it says, lo yana benevish lamus. he doesn't respond against himself in order to die. Okay? All right. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish said, Pa'amim, sometimes, sometimes, he says a different spin on this. Not talking about the victim himself, but talking about an aid. Sometimes an aid sees that Adam Zoyman coming against him, right? So he gets scared, right? Because he knows he was a liar, right? Adam Zoyman coming against him. So they're going to say he wasn't there, right? So he gets all nervous. So umafli bidvarav shelo yomus, and then he wants to reopen his testimony and try and distort it and twist it in order that he shouldn't die. So from this, Reish Lakish says lo yarem benefesh lemus, when he sees himself put in a precarious position, he can't go and get. Actually, it's going back to the beginning. The aid can't be Malamid Schutz, meaning he can't go and reopen his testimony, because we know that he's trying to do that just in order to prevent himself from being an aid Zoyman, and we want to kill him. Okay? How do we know that the 2 days of court has to be next to each other? Good question. The answer is missing. I don't know. Whoever's holding the manuscript dropped it. The answer's not here. Julian Ephraim says, missing. Okay.
Reb Chizkiah Rachum Sherevo said, also, Lodun Dim Omer Serev Shabbos. How does the judge on Erev Shabbos Dim Omer? Lord of Mr. Port about our mission, Lord of Mr. Sapliga. Says, Vichain Dun Lober Erev Shabbos, Lober Erev Yontif Dinin Foshos. Says, you can't judge Dinin Foshos because you can't go overnight. Well, Dinin Omer is Dinin. Says, you can. Sounds like Dinin Omer is you can do. But I don't know if Reb Chizkiah learned explicitly. Dini Momenes Merev Shabbos, you can do Dini Momenes Merev Shabbos, then you don't need Dini Foshes Merev Shabbos, you just can't do Dini Foshes Merev Shabbos. When we said, Kam La Locha V'Kam L'Maisa, in theory you can do them, L'Maisa we don't. The Dainim have to go home and make Shabbos when you're going to go make Dini Momenes Merev Shabbos. If you're doing this Merev Shabbos, ask Mara, okay, get back to the capital issue. You're doing this Merev Shabbos, judge Merev Shabbos, you can do Dini Shabbos, and finish on Shabbos, you're the Motzai Shabbos, you'll kill him with Motzai Shabbos. Imari Kain says, Imari, you can't say it. Imari Kain, Nimtza Dino Mishtakea. His judgment is submerged, meaning that it's torturous after the penalty is meted out to keep him the sentence is decreed to torture him and keep him around. We have to come right away. You can't even wait till nightfall. Okay? Reish Lakish boy, Reish Lakish has to be a Duno, so it should be bearer of Shabbos. Gilan Frank changes it. Vimar Dino Mishabbos. Let him be killed on Shabbos itself. Famous question, Reish Lakish in the Bible as well. Mayim avoidah shetoich Shabbos. A kohen, so avoidah pushes off Shabbos. Kohen do avoidah basically the Shabbos. Ritzicha mitzvah de chosor. But if the kohen's a murderer, we take him away from the avoidah. So avoidah is doich Shabbos and ritzicha is doich avoidah, right? A is greater than B. And B is greater than C, right? So it stands to reason A is greater than C as well, right? That Ritzicha Shabbos of Shabbos. So Ritzicha made to Deicha Sashem Armiim Biz Bechiti Kachen Lemus. You take it from my altar to kill him. Shabbos. Shavoida Deicha Sashem Shabbos pushed off Avoida. Ain't no deed today Ritzicha Mitzvah Deicha Sashem. Is it not in that murder pet, the death penalty? Ritzicha's Mitzvah. Should not that it should be pushed off? Rabbi Lov Shemriana says, I'll tell you, Mikan the Bati Dim Shlo Yudim Shabbos. Nevertheless, in the fine parts of the Bati Dim should not judge the Shabbos. My time of why? Nemakam Bechom Moshvo Sechem, the Shabbos Ula Hashem Bechom Moshvo Sechem, it's Shabbos in all your settlements. For Nemalan, it says, Elochem Bechukas Moshvo Mishba Dorosim Bechom Moshvo Sechem. These are your judgments in all of your settlements. Malan, based in Akosa Medaber, Zeretzleban, based in Afghan, so to hear, and based in the cause of Dharma, saying Shabbos is also in Basin. That's why Basin cannot kill on Shabbos.